seconds on the clock, and she's not in a shooting position. It's a foul on the floor, and it would have been a real tough shot for Chris Young. So a very poor foul and a good break for UBC.
So the Thunderbirds will have 14 on the shot clock now instead of 2. Sundberg to inbounds from underneath the basket. Gets it to Chris Young. Young with the mid-range jumper. That one's good. And this lead, just like that, back down to 7. We've been talking about how this game's been run after run after run for each team. And it looks like it's UBC's run here. We'll see if they can sustain it over the last 3.5 minutes.
I've spoken to Chris Young a couple times this season about her new role as a legitimate scorer on this team.
There's a missed field goal. Cassandra Knievel comes up with the rebound. Michelle Clark taking an early shot clock three there with not too much space. Kind of an ill-advised shot. Stansfield goes up for the turnaround. That one is short. She was looking for the call, but the Cougars come up with the rebound. Kelsey Krohn loses the handle, but Katie Polishuk comes up with it, and it'll be reset to Michelle Clark here with 14 seconds to operate. She's guarded by Cassandra Knievel.
And at times, Young has seemed unwilling to take that role as a big-time scorer in clutch moments, but she knows that's the role that she needs to fill for this Birds team.
There's a wild drive, and I can't believe that drop. Kelsey Krohn with a late shot clock drive there. The layup's good. 60-51. Cougars were down to 2.5 minutes here to play at War Memorial Gym.
Those are heartbreakers.
Yeah, great defense by the Thunderbirds, forcing a wild late clock shot there, and it drops as Maggie Sundberg misses a layup of her own there. Michelle Clark driving. She gets it to Megan Chamberlain in transition there. Chamberlain scores the bucket. This one's back to 11 points now, and it'll be a Thunderbirds timeout. Coach Deb Huban with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go here. Going to pull out all the stops here. Down 11 with just 135 seconds to go.
I think that's going to be all she wrote on this one.
Yeah, if you're Coach Deb Huban right now, what's your move? Do you put three-point shooters in? Do you stick with your five best? What do you do here?
You stick with your five best. You try to shoot open threes. They've had lots of open threes. They've just been missing them. So you keep shooting, you pressure on defense, and eventually you have to start fouling.
You hope it's kind of a ketchup bottle thing where you've just kept forcing the threes, and then they're all going to come out at once, and maybe you can shoot your way back into the game here. But they've kind of died by the three so far. They had 16 through three quarters, and they've missed a few more here in the fourth.
They just haven't been able to convert. The offense has looked very good at times, setting screens, open threes, even open down in the key, and just unable to finish. So it's been one of those fourth quarters for the Birds, and we'll catch up hopefully with one of the starting five or Coach Huban just to try to get a sense of what they think they can take away from this ball game as they get ready to head to the road next week. But the Birds, one of the unique things again about the schedule, they don't leave BC again until the playoffs. So it's going to be a lot of home cooking for UBC, although there is a brutal trip up to Prince George, but it's going to be a lot of familiar territory for these players over the next few months.
At 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go here as we come out of the timeout, UBC will go with Stansfield, Sundberg, Spangel, Young, and Knievel. So probably the five who have played the most minutes tonight, except for perhaps Stansfield, who had that early foul trouble. So you were right, we'll go with best five here. Chris Young puts a ball on the floor. She's fouled on the floor by Kelsey Krohn. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Cougars, and that's an important one because the next one sends them to the line. That's four on Krohn. Schmidt has already fouled out. Four on Krohn, and then three on Chamberlain as well. There's the inbounds. Chris Young with the mid-range off the inbounds. That one's short, though, and Michelle Clark comes up with the rebound. I'm surprised we haven't seen the Thunderbirds go to a little bit more full-court press. They used it almost the entire 40 minutes last night against Brandon very effectively. Perhaps the ball handling of the Cougars just too strong to try and risk the press for too long today.
17 for 60 from the field.
Yikes. There's a missed field goal by the Cougars. Maggie Sundberg comes up with the rebound. They'll need to shoot and shoot quick. Cassandra Knievel with the three in transition. That one's off back rim. The rebound comes to Maggie Sundberg. They can't really afford to use the entire shot clock right now. Down 11 with just 90 seconds to go. Spangel at the left elbow gets it to Stansfield. Stansfield with Reed all over. Out to Knievel. Knievel with another three-point attempt. That one's off front rim. Tough day from downtown for Cassandra Knievel.
17 for 62 from the field. Math tells me that's about 27.5%.
Yeah, and 3 for 20 from downtown as a team. That's just 15%. And this is a Regina Cougars team that does hold opponents to just 22% from downtown. Not sure what it is about them. It hasn't been for lack of good looks for UBC tonight. They just haven't fallen.
Sandra Knievel, 2 for 9, 1 for 7 from three-point land. Spangel, 0 for 6 from the field.
Yeah, it's been a tough one. And I mean, we talked about how Spangel's coming back from injury, and I thought she's looked great on the glass and strong defensively, just maybe a little bit of rust on the offensive end, trying to get those buckets in close to drop.
Bird's pressuring at this point, although down double digits with less than a minute to go.
Yeah, they would need vintage Tracy McGrady to come back at this point. I think he'd need the 9 points, 8 seconds, or whatever he did back in the day. But
I always think of the Jason Williams for Duke against Maryland when they came back in the ACC championship. 50 seconds left, down 11, and they won.
Yeah, I think the only team right now capable of dropping an 11-point lead with a minute to go is the Toronto Raptors.
They almost did it last night.
They did. Well, 19 points in the fourth quarter, and they end up losing in overtime. So this one, 12 points now as she makes the second of two free throws. Under a minute to go here for the Thunderbirds, trailing by 12. Cassandra Knievel looking to post up Lee Stansfield, swings to Chris Young instead. Young breaking down Kelsey Krohn, gets some separation, a nice bucket off glass.
Quick timeout by the Birds. Coach Eben going to have a chat, down 10.
With 47 seconds to go here, we'll have a 1 minute timeout. It seems unlikely, but you got to try. You play whistle to whistle, and who knows, even if you hit a couple shots here and get it close, it's a good learning opportunity for the team to kind of operate your end-of-game plays here and your two-minute drill, so to speak, where you're trying to score on offense very quickly.
And the men coming up next, you had a chance to see them last night in another unbelievable display by Brill Kamen on the boards.
Oh, he was crazy. And at one point, he let out just a guttural scream off a putback and one. And I don't know if you watched the game, but it was a 15-point margin of victory. But it certainly didn't look that way because UBC with a big lead at halftime, and then Brandon came almost all the way back. UBC then opened up a 12-point lead in the fourth. Brandon came all the way back once again. Doug Plum said to me after the game, it seems like they were content to win by 20 when they should have won by 40, right, and they just kind of let them hang around for too long. It almost cost them in the end. Coach Kevin Hansen was more impressed with how they what he told me, to quote him, was that with a season this long, you've got to learn to win a bunch of different types of games.
Yeah.
So he was pretty happy that his team, you know, coughed up the lead a couple times and then came back. I'm sure if they do it a second night in a row, though, he won't be too happy.
They've been pretty good at winning close ball games as well. Tight one on the road last week against Winnipeg, squeaking it out in overtime. And that's a championship medal team, one that can win games that are tight in the fourth quarter.
And see UBC pressuring the ball here. They're not going to foul. There's a pass inside to Brittany Reed, looking for looking to give her the Brill Kamen stat line, maybe with a near 20-20. She's got 17 points and I think about 15 rebounds at this point. UBC comes back the other way. Maggie Sundberg with a three-pointer. That one's off front rim. That'd be Cougar rebound. And with the shot clock off, I believe that'll be it, unless they can force a turnover here. Sundberg pressuring Michelle Clark. And once the teams have shaken hands here, I think we'll be joined by Chris Young, if she'd be so kind. We're going to grab her. So 63-53, your final. The number 2-ranked Regina Cougars defeat the number 5-ranked UBC Thunderbirds. We'll have Chris Young with us shortly, and then we'll take you into the men's broadcast. Richard, who was just on color with me, will be joined by our usual color commentator, Doug, for the men's game. Richard will switch over to play-by-play, and I will switch over to the media table instead of the scorers table, all the same table actually, just a little further down. So UBC loses a tough one by 10 points. They were close for most of the game and a couple runs there late in the game. They took over at the start of the third quarter there for a little bit, just couldn't hang on. And Regina, a very, very hungry team after losing to the University of Victoria last night, their first loss in 11 games. The men's starting to warm up now, so you'll get that game in about 20 minutes. Richard and Doug will be doing that one for you again, of course. And we'll be joined momentarily by Chris Young, who had a team-high 16 points. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Tough one for you guys, obviously. That was a very hungry Regina team. What'd you think of that game?
I mean, yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough game. Regina's a great team and stuff, so we knew it was going to be a hard fight, and I think their loss against Vic last night, they were definitely coming out looking for a W this weekend, and I think we fought hard. We did a few things wrong on D, and I don't know, you know, there's runs back and forth, so it was a good game overall. But
yeah, game of runs, and they just happened to have the one at the right time, I guess. You guys shot pretty poor from three-point range, which is a little uncharacteristic for you guys. I know teams struggle shooting against Regina in general. Did you guys have trouble getting looks, or were they just not dropping, or what was the case there?
I think we got looks for sure. I mean, they were definitely not dropping for us, especially in the first half, but I think we rushed them a bit. I mean, coming out against a team like Regina, everyone's going to have a bit of nerves. So I think, yeah, we definitely rushed our shots, and, you know, they weren't hitting for us.
You had a team high 18, and you've kind of taken over the scoring burden for the team this year. I mean, Lee's a strong scorer as well, and then you've been without Victoria Spangle. What's that been like for you to take over the scorer's role?
I haven't really noticed it too much. I mean, some nights I don't score necessarily that much, and Lee goes off, or Tori goes off, and I don't know. I just look for my opportunities to score, and if they're there, I take them. So, yes.
You looking forward to the next couple weekends being around BC instead of having to hit the road?
Yes, definitely, for sure. I feel like all we've been doing lately is traveling. It was nice to get back in the gym. So.
Cool. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks very much for
Thank
joining
you.
Me, Chris. That was Chris Young joining us. She was a team-high 18 points, game-high 18, actually. Brittany Reed, the top scorer for the Regina Cougars, with 17 points, 13 rebounds. A very strong game for her. Megan Chamberlain for Regina and Cassandra Knievel for UBC, also in double digits with 10 points apiece. And Michelle Clark, the point guard, actually grabbing 10 rebounds for the Regina Cougars as well. Richard, is CITR doing something in the 17 minutes between the games here, or are we broadcasting through?
What we're going to do is you and I will chat for a minute here,
right,
and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and start you up fresh for the men's broadcast. But before I let you go, tell me what you think about this game in front of you tonight. Regina comes into town, not one of the historically stronger teams in Canada West. Still has an opportunity, though, in a pretty tight division to make the playoffs. On the other hand, you have the number two ranked UBC Thunderbirds. Eye is on the prize at this point. Just spoke to Brian Wallace. We'll play that for you once we get into the men's broadcast. But the real feeling from this team is every game now is sort of gearing up for the playoffs and a potential to go to the national championship.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I mean, for some teams you might look, and after, you know, working harder than you would have anticipated last night, maybe this is kind of a letdown game where you can't bring yourself to get the energy level. But this is a team that is they're really focused on peaking at the right time. And to peak in March, you can't have letdown games against teams like this. I would expect UBC, after letting the lead slip away a couple times last night against Brandon, to really assert themselves against Regina here. And I think you'll see a very strong Thunderbird outing tonight.
At Regina, last night, a big loss to Victoria, 79-55 on the road. Frank Brown, the leading scorer for the Rams coming into this one. He scored 210 points on the season, and because of the print job, I can't tell you how many points per game that one is, but leading scorer, and Paul Garreau and Connor Burns come next for Regina. So a team, though, that's pretty top-heavy. They have three guys who average double figures, nobody else over eight.
And that
a
really,
lot different than the Birds, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that plays right into UBC is a very deep team. They play eight or nine guys, heavy minutes most games, and I mean pretty much two at every position that can play capably. You see that especially at the point guard position, where freshman point guards Isaiah Solomon and Jordan Jensen White have been very strong complements to each other. Last night they did a pretty good job on Alarion Bonhomme for Brandon defensively. Maybe a few too many turnovers, but I've been very impressed with that point guard duo for the Thunderbirds.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll let you hear the sounds of the gym here, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes to bring you live men's action between the Regina Rams, or Cougars, I guess they're called in the basketball world, and the UBC Thunderbirds. So it should be a good one. Make sure you stick around. Thanks to Blake for bringing us coverage of the women's game, a tough loss for the Birds women's against the Cougars.
Thanks, Richard.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Yeah. to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students.